Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Jefferson Graham. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today about iPhone photography and accessories and some tips. And I'm actually going to begin by breaking format a little bit. I want to tell you about my adventures with the Ray-Ban smart glasses from Meta. Now, it's a different form of photography and video, but you know what? You can't download anything from the glasses unless you connect it to your phone. So there is our angle. I began my little journey into the land of video glasses when I met up with my pal, Frederick Van Johnson. We had lunch at the end of the year, and he was wearing his, and he started taking video of me, and then he showed it to me, and I was like, I can't believe how good this looks. I go back to the days of the Snapchat spectacles and Google Glass and substandard, really poor video that you're getting out of your glasses. Yet what I was getting from Frederick was 1080p quality. It was only vertical, so that was a problem, but it still looked pretty good, and the sound was excellent. There are 5 microphones in these things. And he was recording me. I heard his voice well, and I heard my voice well as well. So, you know me. I went out and bought a pair immediately. I thought of all these things that I could do with them. They sell for $300. I was able to get them on sale for $250. What was I going to do? I was going to take him into places where they say no cameras allowed. Very simple. And that happens to me a lot. It happened just this week. I walked into a place called Harriet's Rooftop Bar. It's on basically the 10th floor of the One Hotel in West Hollywood. And it gives you a big, big view of the entire city from upstairs. And as I was walking in, a woman said, "Excuse me, you can't walk in with a professional camera." I had my Sony at the time. So I said, "Fine, here, you take it. You'll give it back to me when I leave." And she said, "Of course." And my plan was to shoot on the iPhone anyway, but I had the camera on me. So I did go up to the roof and to the bar, and I shot on the iPhone. Unfortunately, I was 1 hour too early. It was an overcast day. It hadn't gotten dark yet, and I wasn't going to see a sunset, and the city lights had yet to be turned on. So I ended up leaving, and I may go back tonight for all we know. But the main thing was, so back to the glasses. I wasn't wearing the glasses at the time. It gives you an extreme wide-angle shot. I doubt that I could have gotten anything that looked very good on the glasses from the top of the roof, from the bar, I should say. But you never know. On this same West Hollywood Sunset Strip photo shoot that I was doing, I took the glasses into Mel's Diner, a great old classic 1950s diner that has been on Sunset Boulevard forever. And I decided I just wanted to film the entire experience of walking in and getting my chili and eating it and all that other good stuff, just slices of life. I'm sure Mel's would have been fine with me shooting on my phone or whatever, but it was really fun to walk in, put on the glasses by clicking the top of the glass on the right side, and that starts it recording. I also used it for my episode in Tijuana. There were a lot of places where I wasn't sure if they'd be comfortable with me shooting video, like gift stores and things like that. And I just waltzed in and turned the glasses on. The other thing is that I met my tour guide in Tijuana, and I captured the whole greeting. I captured the whole walking over the border and through the gate and going through security and then meeting my tour guide. I caught the whole thing on the glasses. So my $300 was paid for at that point. The glasses, they're dorky. They're obtrusive. They're a little scary. But on the flip side, glasses that could record life's little moments hands-free. Product demos, food shots. You'll be surprised. You come up with a lot of them. Now, Apple's entry into spatial computing, the Vision Pro, that just went on pre-order. But $3,500 mixed reality headset does not produce video, does not produce photos. So you can't really compare these Meta glasses to what is about to go on sale February 2nd from Apple. The Vision Pro is watching video, watching photos. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the raves, but apparently it's supposed to be great. But it's a totally different situation. So these Ray-Ban glasses, the glasses are made by Ray-Ban, but the technology comes from Facebook owner Meta. Yeah, you say, okay, do I want to get further in bed with Meta's subsidiary, which you all know is Facebook? Facebook loves to know what you're doing. They love to know where you go. They love to know who you're hanging out with. They like to know what you're spending money on. And this would give them another avenue to learn more about you, which you'll either be happy about or be upset. That's one thing to consider. The more important thing that I would think about with Facebook is they're fickle. They had a great video viewer product called Portal. It was for doing video chat and for basically a digital photo frame. It was a wonderful product. They did a really good job of it, and it's gone. It lasted about a year and a half, and then they pulled it off the market. They said they were moving into a different direction. If you spend the money on the glasses, you could look it up 3 years from today and say, sorry, we're no longer supporting this device. But you will still have nice sunglasses, so that's good to know. To make the glasses work, you have to charge them USB-C, pull them out of the case, put them over your nose and in front of your eyes, and wait for a green light to turn on, which tells you that you're now ready. Then you click the top of the glass on the right side, and you start recording. If you hold the button down a little further, you can take a photo. So those are the two things you can do. You only get 60 seconds of video unless you do live streaming. But more about that in a minute. Most people have no idea that you're filming, even though Meta goes out of its way to say the opposite. It has a flashing white light at the top right frame, but on a bright day, trust me, nobody sees it. And on a not bright day, nobody sees it. You can walk into a store, they have no idea what you're doing. If you watch the video that is up right now at PhotoWalks TV, youtube.com/PhotoWalks TV, you'll see me walking into a bar in Imperial Beach, California, and striking up a conversation with a whole bunch of people. They didn't say, hey, what's with the flashing light on top of your glasses? They didn't even notice. Now, the video quality from the 12 megapixel camera is generally pretty impressive, but the footage is very jerky. What you see on the Meta website has been heavily, heavily, heavily edited. Take a good look for a lark and think about it for a minute. Think about all the shots they have of people wearing their glasses, and you realize, you know what? They weren't shot on the smart glasses. They were shot on a camera, who knows what kind, but they did not use the glasses to shoot them. That said, once you start recording, you have to be very careful about how often you move your head and how fast you swerve from one side to the other. You would be amazed how often you move your head, and that causes jerky video. Okay, let me give you the pros, and then we'll get into the cons. So you got Ray-Ban sunglasses. They're the best in the business, right? Good brand, been around forever. You can, for now, until people figure out what you're doing, record life's moments and go into stores before people start yelling at you to put your camera away. If you ended up in one of those situations where law enforcement was doing something with you and it was uncomfortable to shove a phone in their face, well, you have another less aggressive venue. The glasses have several microphones and speakers, and the audio quality is very good, considering. Especially for your voice, as you are the closest to the mics when you're recording. Now let's do the cons, and I have a lot of them. The only way to play back what you've just recorded is to open the Meta app on your phone, import the footage into the phone, or transfer it to social media or your computer and watch it there. This is a slow and very laborious process. It's too many steps for those of us who are used to instant gratification in filmmaking. I wish I could record longer than 60 seconds or at least hear or see a clue that tells me your recording has stopped and you can start recording again instantly by clicking the button. Other con, of course, you're in bed with Meta, which I mentioned. Battery life. Despite what Meta tells you about 36 hours of battery life, real world experience, 3 hours at best. The carrying case will give you a boost when you're out and about, but then you can't record anymore when charging. When I shot the Tijuana episode of PhotoWalks TV, I was done completely after 3 hours, and I missed some key shots because the battery was exhausted. I talked to you about the jerky footage. Last con, you can only shoot in vertical mode with the glasses, so if you want to use the footage later for a regular 16:9 horizontal video, you are massively challenged. Yes, you can blow up the video, but once you blow it up, it don't look very good. Now, to sweeten the pot, Meta has thrown in new features to turn the glasses into an AI walking Siri / that person from Amazon whose name I don't want to mention, or the Google Assistant. You can live stream now to Facebook or Instagram for longer than 60 seconds. You can actually go up to 30 minutes. But again, if you're live streaming and your head moves at all, get ready for some really jerky footage. You can say, "Hey Meta," aloud and ask questions about the time, weather, and such. The one query that would actually be useful, which is walking directions, read to you, but turn by turn, is not there. "I can't help with that, but I'm learning every day," is the dumb response Hey Meta's robot gave me. You can ask Meta to make calls and read back texts and DMs from Facebook and Instagram. Who cares? Do you do that with your present phone as well? Do you dictate texts a lot? Do you dictate DMs? And how good are you at dictating them? Now, you can throw all the AI in the world at consumers, but let's face it, the killer app is hands-free video recording. I mean, you tell me, I'm going to sell you these glasses. You got nice sunglasses from Ray-Ban. You can shoot video on them, and there's $300. That's enough for me. Now, I'm glad I bought the pair, and I will be using them more often in the coming year. I may even do a complete PhotoWalks video, something along the lines of Pismo Beach as seen through Ray-Ban glasses. That is, if I can stand still when I start recording. So that's one thing I want to talk to you about. What's your take? Are you interested in buying these glasses? I'd love to hear from you. I have an email address for you that's really easy to remember, photowalkstv@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from everybody. Let's talk about my cages experiment. For the last 2 years, I've been walking around with a selfie stick from Insta360 and putting a cage on top of it to steady my shot. And I like the selfie stick because it morphs into a 4-foot tripod. So for $25, I got a great little product there. But is my video as steady as it should be? Is it steadier than a gimbal? It's not steadier than a gimbal, but gimbals are a pain in the ass as far as I'm concerned. They're hard to balance, and it's another thing you have to bring. So Newer and Small Rig have two new cages that pretty much have everything that you're going to want. Now, first of all, why a cage? If you shoot video on your phone, you want to have a place to put your light and your microphone and to easily plug it, connect it to a tripod. Those are pretty much the three things. Now, these two cages from Newer and Smart Rig have extension poles on the end of the cage for you to hold the camera steady with those poles. Now, I've only briefly tried these things out, and I got really, really good footage on both of them. Really good. And I'm going to do a back-to-back doing the selfie stick method versus the cage and the poles. I think the pole is going to win. The Smart Rig cage is 130. The Newer cage is around 80. What's really nice about both of them is that they have their filter adapter comes with the cage. And you put on the filter, and it comes with a filter as well. So it comes with an ND filter. So that's a really, really good thing to have. I have the earlier Smart Ray cage, and I could never get a filter to stay on it. And they have about the worst customer service in the world. You can only email them. Good luck finding their address. It's smallrig@smallrig.com. And they answer, you're writing to China. Everything is, I don't understand. Could you give me your order number? Well, I can't give you my order number. I bought it on Amazon. I didn't order it on Small Rig. And then the other thing is, so on the Small Rig one that I got, I can't get the Bluetooth to work. Yet. I will, but I can't get it to work. And I write them an email and I say, I can't get it to work. What am I doing wrong? And they say, can you make a video? I don't need to make a video. Just tell me how to turn on the Bluetooth. Come on. But that's just, it's another stalling technique that they have. So I will tell you in the coming weeks what my experience has been with these cages and the poles, and I will do a back-to-back video as well. That's that. What's your interest in cages? Would you like to buy one? Let me read some of the recent comments I got from others. I did a live cage video, and I did an unboxing that was a little challenging because of I had to read the instruction manual while I was live, and that was a little hard. So Victor says, quote, I have the latest newer cage with the Bluetooth hand grip, which I'm very happy with. Wish I had waited for the Small Rig, as I prefer the magnetic filter holder, and also the hand grips attach, detach much quicker than the quarter 20 screw type. Unquote. True. On the Small Rig, you just yank them out, and on the newer, you screw them in. Back to Victor. But all in all, I'm very happy with my rig, which is permanently attached on the 15 Pro Max. One thing both could do better is to have a rubber insert for cold shoes, as they are uncomfortable to hold the cage with bare hands and get caught easily on clothing. I fashioned two small bits of balsa wood wedged tightly, but are easily removable, and colored them black with a permanent marker pen. Rubber inserts would be better. Way to go, Victor. Good DIY. Clanhill. I've never used a cage on my iPhone, but have recently been wondering if I should get one as I continue to get more involved with photography and video on my 14 Pro Max. Looking forward to hearing your final verdict. All righty. Norman has a lot to say. I'm not convinced that the new 15 Pro Max cage is worth the investment, especially at that price point. I'm going to stick with my Small Rig Universal mobile phone cage, which only costs $36.90. It's future-proof in terms of phone model sizes and provides a whole lot more mounting options for battery pack, SSD storage, and USB hub, with a Rode microphone also connected and mounted on a cold shoe. All right, so what he's talking about is a cage that doesn't have the poles on the end. It's just a bunch of silver. And I have that one as well. It's large. It's bulky. I've walked into stores with it, and people go, oh, that's some setup you got there. And I said, it's just an iPhone in a cage. It's nothing big. What I'd be interested in Norman, is hearing how you're going to get the SSD storage on the back of that cage. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But I will. Back to Norman. Also not keen that Small Rig has changed the handle connections on new cages from the standard quarter-inch screws. Seems an unnecessary development. I've got a third-party phone case until Reflex sends me their new case for the 15 Pro Max with 17mm threads that can handle Reflex lenses and third-party 52mm magnetic filters directly over the sensors. Small Rig normally offers a 17mm alternative filter mounting plate for their cages, which is what I used on the 13 Pro Max cage until last year. Alrighty, so this whole thing with filter sizes and filter adapters is a pain. That's why I like the new ones, that everything just comes with it and is cool. So to be continued, I will let you know my verdict on both of these cages. So far, both are big improvement over the previous ones that I've had. And I did have to buy a new one for the 15 Pro because it's a little bigger. And the old cages weren't working with that one. A lot of vignetting. So, hey, everybody, Jefferson Graham here. Let me hear from you. Email Jefferson Graham. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you my PhotoWalks email, PhotoWalksTV@gmail.com. If you want to write me at JeffersonGraham@gmail.com, that's fine too. Please do me a favor and check out my latest PhotoWalks videos on YouTube. We've got the trip to Tijuana was really popular. We went to Petaluma, and I just did, obviously, you can see all the test footage that I did of the smart glasses right there at youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV. Thanks for listening. Let me know what's on your mind, and I will catch you on the next episode.